Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner on this day in history, July the 29th. That is the Mamas and the Papas. We're playing California Dreamin' because Cass Elliott of Mamas and Papas, a Baltimore girl, went to Forest Park High School, passed away on this day. She was one of the big figures in the Mamas and Papas. And so we remember her with her song on this July 29th. And we begin our day in history today with a story about a woman that is known as Mother Jones. On this day in 1903, this woman was known as the most dangerous woman in America at the turn of the century. She led a march at the age of 63, which is fairly old in 1903, led a march from Philadelphia to Oyster Bay, which is in Long Island. Now, Mother Jones came from Ireland. Let me give this background story. She came from Ireland. She came here. Her family was killed in a fire. She became active in union movement, the Knights of Labor, in 1886, became active as the United Mine Workers. And she began organizing mine workers and mill workers in this country. She, at 60 years old, became labeled the most dangerous woman in America by leading the unions. What she did in West Virginia, they had a law that said miners could not meet to organize. It was against the law. Well, she said, to hell with your law, and she met. And he was taken to court, was going to be put in prison. The district attorney labeled her the most dangerous woman in America. And she said, if you can't vote, you can raise hell. And she said that at 61. And she led this march of young women and men, mostly young women, from Philadelphia to Oyster Bay, which is where President Theodore Roosevelt had his home. And led this march of hundreds of kids from the mills, demanding that they be given a lesser work week and pay and conditions to take care of children, and change the nature of the law about working children in America. She began this late in life. So it's a story of what you can do late in life. It's also a story of what you can do when you stand up to power. You should look. We'll have Mother Jones links on our website, and you can check more out about Mary Harris Jones, who led this march in this day, and she was one of the most significant figures in organizing unions in this country, and didn't take no for an answer. So on this day in history, that happened. Also, on this day in history, in 1858, this was the signing of something called the Treaty of Amity and Commerce, known as the Harris Treaty. This opened up Japan to the West and the West to Japan. A man named Townsend Harris was sent over to Japan by the then President of the United States to negotiate. They ignored him for a year. He stayed there. He learned Japanese, became part of the people, part of the culture, and this was the opening of this world between us. Took place on this day in 1858. This is the day in 1899, the first Hague Convention was signed. That's important because this is the first convention ever signed in the world to begin to control how people conduct wars and what people do and what is considered genocide, what is considered overt violence against civilian populations on this day in 1899. And in 1919, this is the founding of an organization most people don't know about. It's called the National Association of Negro Musicians. It still exists. It came to being on this day in Chicago, Illinois, in 1919, to be a place for $5 a year musicians would join, and they would be able to share their music, fight for the rights of their music, and begin to push the notion of African American music in our country on this day in 1919. And it's opposite in 1929. Adolf Hitler becomes the leader of the Nazi Party in Germany on this day in 1921. On this day in 1945. There was the sinking of the USS Indianapolis in the Pacific Ocean in the war with Japan. Speaking of Japan, juxtapositions of these two things that we talked about a moment ago. This boat just delivered the parts for the atomic bomb. On its way back, it was hit by the Japanese. They had no idea what had been on that boat. But more sailors were killed here than any other time in U.S. history. 833 sailors were lost in this worst disaster in American naval history. 800 fell in the Pacific. Almost all of them drowned or eaten by sharks. They had to fend off sharks for 84 hours, and only 318 people survived. It's one of the most famous disasters in American military history. On this day in 1965, 4,000 troops were sent to Vietnam, the airborne. The war began to pick up at this point in 1965, and we'll talk more about that in weeks to come. I hope you had a chance to hear our Vietnam series that we played last week here on the Mark Steiner Show for you. In 1970, on this day, the United Farm Workers signed their first contract, a five-year battle in the grape fields of California. And this is when Women's History Month began in 1979. On this day in 1996, Carl Lewis won his fourth consecutive Olympic gold medal and becoming the Tigers' all-time lead. So that's this day in history. There's much more to talk about, but let's get into our conversation. On this day in history, you can find the rest at our website at steinershow.org. Just go there and see what happened on this day in history. We'll be right back with our panel, so do not go away.
And make it better. Remember.